Welcome back for another episode of Errant Adventures, the solo actual play podcast where stories are told at the speed of dice. With me, Steve Morrison, your game master and solo player. Now come on, let's grab the dice and see where our story goes. Professor Hiram Vassar is exploring an ascendancy vault on the planet Keen. Last time, he managed to correct an issue with a crystal that seemed to be powering the drones operating inside of the vault. He was able to stabilize it and therefore turn those drones into, if not friends, at least not enemies. As he continued his exploration of the vault, he discovered another larger drone with weapons built into it. And then he found another that was a bipedal machine that seemed to be used as soldiers or riot police, as there was a lot of unrest in the last days of the ascendancy. And then he found a lab that contained both mechanical and biological subjects, and he realized that the Ascendancy was attempting to genetically engineer soldiers. He discovered logs that showed that Keen was destroyed by a plague of genetically engineered soldiers. And when he reads the descriptions of them, they sound much like the genetically engineered soldiers that drove humanity from their homes in the Cataclysm. The force that drove them towards the Forge. And he realized that the Ascendants never had the chance to enact their plan to fight against this force. Outside the lab, on the surface, Elder League mercenaries approach the area where the entrance is and begin scanning it. They detected a transmission, and they are trying to determine its location and whether or not it's something they need to deal with. That's where we left the professor, and that's where we find him. So as we do our begin a session move, let's go ahead and I don't think we need to adjust any flags. We've already reviewed or recapped, so why don't we roll on the table here and see what we get. External factors create new danger, urgency, or importance for a quest. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and take that to mean that I'm going to tick one more section of the clock that the Elder League arrives. Now I've got 4 out of 6 sections left. 2 of the sections have been filled in. When that's filled, the Elder League mercenaries will stumble upon Professor Vassar. We're also going to take +1 momentum as part of beginning the session, and that's actually going to take me up to 10 momentum. So I'm probably going to have to burn that momentum here at some point. But we're going to start off by continuing to explore this ruin. So we're going to undertake an expedition, and I think we're continuing to do this plus wits. I don't feel as though Hiram feels like he needs to hurry at the moment, so he is going to roll plus wits. 7 on the action score, 2 and a 5 on the challenge dice for a strong hit. So we are going to mark progress and envision the waypoint. That's going to take us up to 6 boxes of progress here on our expedition to explore this vault on Keen. And let's go ahead and give ourselves a look at this place. So overgrown or entombed spaces. So I think he was in this lab that had these biological and mechanical parts, and the genetically engineered prototype, if you will, of this ascendant whose genes had been manipulated to involve mechanisms. And so he's poking around a little bit. He read the very basic sort of overview of the research and the last few logs of the researchers here. And then he finds another section, like another doorway that he goes through, and it leads into a chamber, a long, narrow chamber with all of these small cylindrical doors. And he opens the first few, and they contain the remains of various creatures that were used in this experimentation. And he is going to spend a little bit of time to explore this waypoint. He is an explorer, so if he gets a hit here, he can take plus one momentum. So I'm going to go ahead and roll plus wits again. Got a 5 on the action score, a 2, and a 10 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So because it's a 10, I can't really burn my momentum because it's not going to gain me anything. So I am going to have to uncover something, but it's bound up in apparel or reveals an ominous aspect of this place, and then take plus one momentum. So I can't take any more momentum. I'm already full up, but we can envision what this interesting thing is that the professor discovers. So let's go ahead and roll action and theme. Hide cure. Ooh, interesting. But it's bound up in the nature of this place. Hide cure. I mean, is it as simple as there's research here that would be useful for curing some sort of disease that's in this sector of space? So this is the Onyx Shallows is the name of this sector, and it's in the Outlands. Is there some sort of disease that is ravaging this area? Let's ask the Oracle. I think it is 50-50. Yes, there is. Okay, so there is some sort of disease, and Hiram knows about this disease. He's not a doctor. He's not a researcher in medical things, but I think he's looking at it, and he knows enough that he's able to piece together that this research that he's found could be used to synthesize a cure, or at least help some researchers who might be looking into this illness. It might help them to find a cure or develop some sort of treatment. So he's going to download that. And I think the peril with that is the Elder League would love to control that information. So I'm going to go ahead and tick another section of the clock and take it down to 3 out of 6 filled as the Elder League grows closer. I think if he encounters them, they're going to want to know what research he's found here, and then they're going to want to probably take that information from him, and he's going to lose access to it. Finding that sort of information is one of the reasons why he came to Keen to explore this vault. So I'm going to mark another box of progress on my vow to find and explore the Ascendancy vault on Keen, because I think he gets some valuable information out of this exploration. So as he finishes up downloading the Ascendant files on this, he is going to continue on with his exploration with wits again. Okay, here we go. So I've got a 4 on the action score, a 6 and an 8 on the challenge dice is a miss, but I can burn my 10 momentum and turn that into a strong hit. And I think I want to do that because if it's a miss, it's going to be a crisis or some other hardship or threat. So I'm going to go ahead and burn it back to 2, turn that into a strong hit, and that is going to give me another mark of progress on my exploration. That's going to take us to 7 out of 10 for exploring the vault. And then let's go ahead and get another look at where we're going. Untamed ship. Okay, so he comes back into the main laboratory, and then he goes through the next doorway. And I think there's a long hallway with a number of smaller labs off of this main hallway. But when he reaches the end of this hallway, I think it opens up into a larger, basically like cargo bay. Because think about it, if they're bringing in biological species to experiment on, they're going to have to get those delivered somehow. So I think he walks into this large hangar and he looks up and he realizes that there are these huge bay doors on the ceiling, that probably open up to the surface. The Oracle here says it's untamed ship. I'm envisioning that as this hangar bay, but is there an Ascendant ship in here? Or would the researchers have used it to try and flee when those soldiers came here? Let's ask the Oracle. I think it's unlikely that there's a ship still here. In fact, I'm going to go so far as to say there's a small chance that there's a ship still here, because I think the researchers would have tried to evacuate when the attack came. Now, maybe they all got shot down as they were trying to fly out of the atmosphere, but I think it's a small chance that there is a ship here. No, there's not. He looks around this cargo bay. Maybe there are like parts and pieces, and that's an interesting question as well. Are there ship pieces or anything that he could take that would help him to repair his own ship? I think that is likely. Yes. Yes, there are. Okay, so why don't we roll resupply? And I think this is going to be scavenge, and this is going to be plus wits. 4 in the action score, 1 and an 8 on the challenge dice for a weak hit. So a weak hit, I can take plus 2 supply, or if I'm looking for a specific item or resource that can reasonably be attained, I can acquire it and take plus 1 momentum. I'm at 4 supply, so I don't know that I necessarily need all that much supply. So I think what he's looking for is an Ascendant drone that is used to repair their ships. He's read about these drones. He's seen drones all around this place, but I think he's looking for a specific ship repair drone. And we got a weak hit, so I'm going to get it, but first deal with a cost, complication, or demand. Envision the nature of this obstacle. So let's roll action and theme again. We've got reject hope. Reject hope is the obstacle. Okay, so if they're rejecting hope, it's probably that the Ascendants, when they left this place, they didn't expect that they were going to come back. They didn't think they were going to make it back. Maybe they didn't even think they were going to make it out alive. And so I think they probably left everything in a state of disarray. And so maybe the hardship here is that the drones that they would have used to repair their ships and everything are packed away and like weren't actually in use. They weren't going out and coming back as often anymore, as the fall of the Ascendancy was on its way. They weren't going out and exploring and trying to bring back new subjects. And I think the drones themselves were packed away because they weren't needed. They were just taking up space. And so he is going to have to bring them out of that state of disrepair and basically like reprogram them so it will follow him and leave the vault. So I think to do that, it's going to be again another wits roll. So we're going to increase our momentum up to 3, and then we're going to hit our button here. 9 on the action score, 8 and a 5 on the challenge dice for a strong hit. That'll give me another momentum for that strong hit. And he is successfully able to find one of these repair drones, reactivate it, and then reprogram it so that it will follow him when he leaves this place. So that was the waypoint. Does he find anything else here? I think we can explore the waypoint once again with wits. 7 on the action score, 10 and 6 is a weak hit. So we uncover something interesting, but it is bound up in apparel or reveals an ominous aspect of this place once again. All right, so that's going to take my momentum up to 5. And then I'm going to mark another progress on my vow, because he has this drone that's going to help him repair his own ship, which will help him get back with this information. But now we need to figure out what the nature of this place is. Break law. Break law. The obvious thing to me is that these experiments were unlawful. But this is an old dead civilization. So I don't know how that is going to pose a complication or challenge to the professor, because there are no ascendants, as far as he knows, around to enforce any laws here. So is it less about the lawfulness of this place so much as is taking ascendant tech, like what he just did, is that considered illegal in this sector? Is that considered a problem? The Elder League controls this sector. So maybe they have made it known that anybody who takes anything from Ascendant Vaults and doesn't turn it over to the League is committing a crime against them. Yeah, I think that's a cool idea. And so the professor takes this drone. And again, I'm picturing these as like, these are relatively small drones. And maybe he takes it, he activates it, he reprograms it, and then he puts it away in his bag as he's continuing his exploration. Because he knows that if he gets seen with it by the Elder League, that it will get him into trouble. Okay, so I'm going to continue on. I think that's probably worth another tick of the clock, as it's directly related to the Elder League. So that brings us down to 2 out of the 6 sections of this clock are still open. Those Elder League are getting closer and closer. Now, we're sitting at 7 progress on our vault. We're not necessarily looking for anything specific, but I don't know that we have gotten everything out of this vault that we want to. So I'm going to go ahead and take another undertaken expedition. And once again, roll plus wits. 4 for the action score, 6 and a 1 on the challenge dice for another weak hit. So this progress costs you. Choose 1, suffer en route or face a peril at the waypoint. See what our waypoint is again. Mechanical wreckage or destruction, and the peril, machines with corrupted or hacked programming. Okay, so once again, Hiram moves to the other side of this massive hangar bay, and he opens a door and continues down another hallway. There are more of these small labs, and he's rooting around through them, but I don't think he's finding much. And then he reaches another open hall and is looking around, and he's now sort of on the far side of this vault, and there's these drones, similar drones to the ones he saw before, but he also sees a couple of those larger ones with the panels that slide open and form weapons, and I think they begin moving in his direction. Now, does he have an opportunity here to like slip away, or is he basically seen by these things? I think it is unlikely that he has a chance to slip away here. Let's ask the Oracle. No, he's not able to slip away. So he steps out into this, and the drones immediately turn in his direction, and they're going to charge over. They're chirping, they're doing all this stuff. We've seen him try to hack these things before, and I think he's going to try that again. And again, it's going to be compelling. Again, these drones aren't sentient, but their programming is at least advanced enough that Hiram can communicate with them, and they can go through a series of like yes, no, should I, shouldn't I algorithms in order to decide what action they should take. And so he's going to try and roll plus heart and compel them, as opposed to facing danger. Because I like this idea of him basically trying to like make a plea to their ascendant nature, if you will. And we're going to roll plus heart. 6 on the action score, 6 and an 8 on the challenge dice for a miss. And on a miss, they refuse or make a demand that costs you greatly. Pay the price. Let's roll that pay the price, although I think I know what it's going to be. Action causes collateral damage or has an unintended effect. Cool. So he tries once again to communicate with these drones to put them at ease, and they flip out. And the weapons, especially on these ones that have weapons, come out and begin firing. Hiram turns and runs back the direction he came and is sort of dodging and zigging and zagging as he's under fire. He's making his way towards the door, and he runs and like explodes through the door, shutting it behind him, and realizes that he's probably cut off from that section of the vault. And I'm going to go ahead and click one more section on that clock. That brings us to having only one section left before the Elder League arrive. And we're sitting at 8 progress for this vault. And I think it might be worth concluding our expedition here. Let's take a look at finish the expedition. When your expedition comes to an end, roll the challenge dice and compare to your progress. On a strong hit, you reach your destination or complete your survey. Mark a reward. Do I feel like... this is a question for the Oracle. Is there anything more for Hiram to glean or understand in this place? I think it is unlikely. I think he's probably gotten most of the information that he could find in this vault. Yes, there is more for him to learn. Okay, so the Oracle has spoken. Let's continue this expedition. So he's going to backtrack a little bit, and I think we're going to move at speed here, because he is going to backtrack from that door, find another hallway, and try and work his way around. But he's going to move quickly because he doesn't know if those drones, again, have the capacity to open the door or blast the door open and come after him. And he's starting to feel a little sense of urgency here. So this plus edge, an 8 on the action score, 8 and a 9 on the challenge dice for a miss. On a miss, you are waylaid by a crisis or arrive at a waypoint to confront an immediate hardship or threat. Do not mark progress and pay the price. So he is going to go back. We're going to roll pay the price. You face the consequences of an earlier choice. I feel like that is a no-brainer for me, that he backtracks a little bit. I'm going to close out this clock for the Elder League arriving. He is going to retreat back the other direction, and he goes down a hallway. And I think this hallway connects with one of the other hallways that he started to go down and then turned and like backtracked because he ran into another one of those weapon drones. I think he is walking down this hallway and he's looking at the markings on the wall, searching for any sort of identifying markers that might lead him towards like a central lab, if there is one other than what he's already found. And I think he starts to hear gunfire. And that gunfire is coming from that room where he found that initial larger drone with the weapons behind the plating. And he hears what is undoubtedly Elder League mercenaries firing their weapons, and the crash and crunch of that drone hitting the ground. And then the Elder League mercenaries are talking, and he hears one say, "I could have swore there was a transmission down here. I picked it up, but so far we haven't detected anything more. Although this vault does seem to be somewhat active. Strange for something this old," one of the other Elder League mercenaries says. "Not that strange. They do tend to exist for a long time. Their power sources are amazing. It's a wonder we haven't found a way to co-opt them so far." And this conversation goes back and forth, and I think Hiram stops in his tracks and like presses himself back against the wall, and he hears them beginning to proceed down the hallway. And I think he's got to decide at this point, is it time to cut bait and get out now that these Elder League mercenaries are there? Or should he try to press on and try to sneak past them? I think the first question here is, can he avoid being detected by them in the first place? And to do that is going to be a face danger plus shadow. So roll shadow. 4 on the action score, 4 and a 7 on the challenge dice for another miss. But I'm going to go ahead and burn my 5 momentum to turn this into a weak hit. And that's going to make a suffer move. He's going to see them emerging from the doorway down that hall, and he is going to slip back, and he pulls a small device from his bag and attaches it to a door. And I think he then goes back across the hall, slips into the other door, and it begins making noise and drawing them down that hallway. And he's hoping that they're going to be distracted by that, and he's going to be able to slip out and pass them and get away. But I'm going to go ahead and tick down one of my supply, and we're going to have to find out what happens next time. So let's take a look at our end a session. When you end a significant session or chapter of play, reflect on the events of the game and identify any missed opportunities to mark progress. If you strengthened your ties to a connection, develop a relationship, we didn't. If you moved forward on a quest, reach a milestone. If there is a quest, connection, or other situation you would like to give focus in your next session, make note of it and take +1 momentum. I think I've marked all the progress that I need to, but I think the professor gets the sense that there is more to be discovered here. So he's going to try and, next time, sneak past these Elder League mercenaries and get deeper into the vault. And we'll find out if he's successful next time. Thanks for listening to Errant Adventures, and thanks so much to Sirenscape for the lovely ambient sounds and music throughout the episode. If you enjoyed the show, please spread the word. And if you want to support the show directly, leave me a review or buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/errantadventures. If you want to interact with me, I'm at errantsolopod on Twitter and Instagram, or you can email me at errantsolopod@gmail.com. I also post campaign-related materials on my website, errantadventurespod.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.